Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm on the podcast solo to talk about how to have the confidence and bravery to reinvent yourself. So I will be talking a little bit from my own experience here of working in corporate America and then making a big change to running a fitness company with my husband, Devin. I've talked about my story several times, but I kind of want to take another little spin on it here because I've had to make a lot of adjustments, both mentally and personally. So I hope that sharing my experience and advice may help you if you're seeking positive change in your life. First, I want to talk about building the confidence and courage to reinvent yourself. This is a topic that really resonates with me and even humbles me because I can draw deeply from past and present experiences even. So if you know my story, you probably already know that I was working a fairly typical corporate America job post-college. I landed an internship at Kellogg's, and that led to my first full-time gig. And to be honest, like, I was so proud of myself for being hired before I even graduated college and with a well-known company. So I felt like I was really on this path to success. I was able to climb the corporate ladder. You know, in fact, we moved to Naples and then we moved to Charlotte. So I moved twice as I continued to grow. And this built confidence, but it was really the courage that I needed to leave a steady job and benefits. You know, 401k, I really had it made. I had a growth plan there. And to join Devin and fully commit to growing Burn Bootcamp together, I knew that I needed to have that courage, right? I'd lost my motivation to work for someone else because nothing's wrong with working for somebody else. Like, I just want to make that very clear. But if you are doing work without purpose and passion, like, it's time to shift. And I'd already watched Devin work tirelessly on reinventing himself. You know, he was released from baseball, and that was his plan. Like, he was going to be a baseball player, and his dreams were crushed. And I watched him, you know, put the work in to find out what he was going to do with his life and how he was going to pivot and how he was going to, you know, reinvent himself. He was no longer Devin Klein, the baseball player. He was going to be Devin Klein, the personal trainer, the entrepreneur. And so I supported that. And I was thankful to be right next to him doing that because it really put the fire inside of me to do the same. Because when you're around people that step outside of their comfort zone, like, it really challenges you to do the same. That's what you need. You need courage and you need to gain that confidence. And listen, Devin and I knew this was a risky move. We knew that, you know, doing what we were going to do at 23 years old, 24 years old, me leaving a job that was really supporting us at the time, we knew it was going to be risky and we knew that we could fail, but we had the grit and we had the mission to do it anyway. And honestly, I can say that if the result hadn't been as successful as it was, I know it still would have built my confidence because I was so willing to bet on myself and I was so willing to put myself out there and be vulnerable and take the risk on not just me, but on Devin as well. You know, that was something that not everybody understood when I did it. We were young, we weren't married yet, and I really took a leap of faith for us to do this together. Thankfully, it all worked out for us, right? But again, if it hadn't, I knew that I would have learned so much about it. I would have gained confidence because those are the moments where you're outside of your comfort zone that you build the most strength. I've learned that so much over and over again as I've grown. But also, you know, I want to talk a lot about confidence and what happens to us as people as we continue to grow. You know, I often look at my daughter, Cameron, who is just so beautifully comfortable in her own skin. Like, the way she looks at herself in the mirror and dances and poses and just loves herself and loves life. It's like, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to witness. And it makes me think, like, gosh, when did I lose that? Like, what happened and what phase of my life did I lose that, like, extreme confidence about who I was and what I was doing and the way I looked? you know, we've all kind of lost that as we continue to grow. And there's outside influences, of course, but I really, really, really am going to work so hard to make sure that that doesn't get stripped from Cameron. Like, I want her to have that confidence as she continues to grow up. And that's something that I am going to be very, very intentional about. You know, I want my daughter to walk into a room of people and not feel nervous and scared. I want her to walk in with confidence. I want her to, you know, be able to speak in front of people. I want her to just love who she is and have like such courage to like go do what she wants to do despite what other people may say or think about her. I don't want her to necessarily have to reinvent herself. Not that this is a bad thing to reinvent yourself, but I just, you know, her and even Max, you know, even just kids in general, like they're just so fearless and they're so confident. And I hate when I see that shift in kids. I hate when I see that shift in adults and young, you know, young adults and even as older adults. Like I hate when we see people that are just so afraid to do what's on their heart and do what feels natural to them. So I want to kind of jump right in and talk about a couple things here. So be willing to take a risk and gamble on yourself. And I did a whole podcast about why taking a risk on yourself is always going to be worth it. And this is just a little bit different here in what I want to share. But I mean, I believe so strongly in taking a risk. And like I said, real change occurs when you take that leap of faith, when you jump all in, and when you rely on your own grit and talent and just who you are authentically. When you can do that, no matter how scary it seems, that is when you're going to grow the most and learn the most about yourself. You know, Devin and I were not experienced in business. We were 23 years old. We were not experienced in business. We had always worked for somebody else. And granted that we'd always been working, like I think I've held a job since I was, I don't know, 10, like at my mom's salon folding towels. Like it was like just always ingrained in me to work hard. But I didn't have experience being a gym owner or being a business owner, right? But we took a risk and we were willing to give it all that we had to see it succeed. So that leads me to my next point. Like you have to have the grit and the stamina. Once you've taken the initial leap of faith, the job is far from done. Eventually the honeymoon is over and you have to be willing to show up every day ready to work harder than anybody else. When I quit my corporate job to run our second location, you guys, I was training camps around the clock. I was fixing toilets. I was changing light bulbs. I was vacuuming, cleaning, fixing the blown speakers. Like I was willing to do whatever it took. This was my gym. Like I didn't have anybody else or really the budget to like have that help, right? And so I was willing to do whatever it took if that meant getting dirty and Googling a lot of stuff of how to fix this and how to do this. I did it, right? I was willing to put in that time and that hard work to make sure that I learned as much as I could in that phase of my life. So, you know, you have to be committed to that. Like you can never be like, oh, I want to do this, but I'm only going to do this, this, and this. Like you've got to be willing to put in the work. Number three, visualize. So take a moment daily to visualize a confident and brave you, okay? Like I talked about, we lose that somewhere in our life, but you have to be able to sit down and picture yourself walking into that room with confidence. Picture yourself. For me, it was picturing myself putting on a microphone, standing in front of a room of 30 to 50 women at a time, training a boot camp. Like that's how I had to visualize courage and confidence, right? I didn't have that confidence when I first started that job or when I first became a personal trainer. I had to visualize that a lot of times, even more in my career. Visualize. I've had to stand in front of rooms of thousands of people and speak. I've had to, like, going into that nervous as heck, visualizing though myself up on that stage speaking, you know, clearly and speaking from the heart and making sure I didn't like forget my words. Everything that I've kind of done and grown, I visualize it first. And you have to just picture also how good it's going to feel once you accomplish it. And when you take time to visualize it versus like hoping for the best, you're setting yourself up for success. I'm telling you, like visualization is so key and so important when you are doing things that you don't have the confidence or that you've never done before and that's really outside of your comfort zone. You have to visualize yourself nailing it, accomplishing it, and how you're going to feel afterwards. I want to share with you a great resource. I care so much about your happiness, and if something is interfering with how you're feeling on a daily basis, I want you to know that it's okay to reach out for help. BetterHelp makes it so easy for you to do this. BetterHelp allows you to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat or text with your therapist. From family issues to trauma, postpartum depression, or even lack of sleep, the licensed professional counselors are there to help you. BetterHelp makes it really easy for anyone to get confidential help. With worldwide therapists in all 50 states, you can start communicating via text, chat, phone, and video under 24 hours. Financial aid is also available, making BetterHelp accessible for so many people and convenient for all. It's truly an affordable option. Coffee and Kettlebells listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code Morgan Klein, all capital, Morgan Klein, MorganKline. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/MorganKline. You'll simply fill out a questionnaire and help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/MorganKline. Number four, remember why you started. This one got like really muddy for me. I talked about this in a podcast very, very early on into this podcast, starting this podcast. I thought I needed to look a certain way to be a good trainer. So I was obsessed with clean eating, over-exercising. And I came to that point where it dawned on me and I was like, these have absolutely nothing, like this outward appearance has nothing to do with why Devin and I started Burn Boot Camp. We started because we saw women often putting themselves last and we wanted to give them a community where they could build confidence and strength, like next to each other, next to a group of women, right? And I would never speak to those women or want them to speak to themselves the way that I was speaking to myself. Nor would I ever suggest that they restrict calories or torment themselves by over-exercising. Like, I would never give that advice. So why was I doing it myself? So when I really had that aha moment to say, like, this is not what I need to be. This is not who I am. And this is not where I started. It really shifted the rest of my life. Like, it shifted the way that I spoke to myself, the confidence that I had in myself, the mindset I had about the program, about Burn Boot Camp. So don't ever forget your why. Like, you got to come back to that why and that purpose often, especially when you're new in a business and you're getting lots of advice. Some of it's unsolicited and you have a lot going on around you. Don't change the core. Don't change at your core. That is literally something that Devin and I have been so protective of, is the core of our business, why we started, and not changing it when things get shiny out there or people say you should do it this way. Remember why you started. And then the last one, you guys, is prepare to fail. Okay. Failure. Talked about failure a lot too. Yes, it sounds counterintuitive, like, oh, why would I do something if I'm going to fail? But you have to accept that you will have failures along the way. That does not mean you are a failure. That means that you've had failures, okay? There's a huge difference there. You cannot view failures as you have failed. Failures are going to come big and small that do not define you. It's easy to let those setbacks or those failures get you off track. But listen, if you let it come in, that fear, it's crippling you guys. It will paralyze you. If you're so afraid of failure and you fear it, it will stop you in your tracks and you will never live out your full potential and your full purpose. So accept from the very beginning that you are going to fail and that you will fall on your face, but you're strong enough to get back up. You have such a strong mission and purpose that you're going to have the courage. You're going to build that confidence where if you fall, like, it's no big deal. Shake it off, right? Get right back up because you know you're going to be a stronger person. That's kind of my little motivation, okay? But now I kind of want to shift it a little bit because I can give you that motivation all day long. And I think it's so important when, you know, you're building a business is to have motivation and listen to this type of stuff. but you also need to have some practical tips that I think is important before you reinvent yourself. So number one is have a plan. Leaps of faith are great, okay? And I've taken them, and I talk about having a leap of faith. However, I did my due diligence. I put a plan in place. I did some work before I took that leap, right? So when I knew I wanted to leave my corporate job, it still took about 6 to 8 months for me to actually do it. I was building a plan alongside Devin. I was having a roadmap, right? And you're not going to figure everything out, because if you try to have this perfect plan, you'll never do it. But it wasn't one of those things where I just jumped, okay? You can't jump blindly. I really strongly recommend that. But have somewhat of a plan. Do your due diligence. Study other successful entrepreneurs. Devin and I did this in and out. We studied other entrepreneurs. We learned from them. Podcasting was not big 7 or 8 years ago. So it was YouTube videos. It was DVDs that we listened to. CDs, I think, still were a thing. CDs that we listened to, books that we listened to. We really got so resourceful and made sure that the people that we were allowing to influence us had already been successful and that were already successful entrepreneurs, whether they were in the fitness industry or not, because a lot of the times business like just takes a lot of the same things no matter what industry that you're in. But we just learned as much as we can. We did that due diligence. My second tip is commit to being a lifelong learner. So whether it's books and podcasts and whatever I just said, surround yourself with intelligent people, okay? That is so key. Surround yourself with thoughtful people, savvy people that you admire. Gosh, Devin and I, we've learned so much from one another, but it's also the company that we keep around us. Like, we have a pretty small circle, but it's people that encourage us to be better, whether it's because they're on a path of greatness or they've done things before or they're just such great encouragers and motivators. Like, it's so important to be surrounded by people that are intelligent and that are going to elevate you and that are going to teach you something. This is huge when you first build your business, you guys, you're going to do a lot of the work. But as you grow, you're going to bring more people on. You're going to open up that payroll budget to bring people on. Make sure that you're bringing incredible people on whose strengths differ from yours. So we have always been committed to A players only in our organizations, and bringing people on that can come into this, you know, organization and teach me something. I don't know everything, okay? I don't have that ego to say I know everything. Have I done a lot of things, and do I have experience in this business? Yes, I do, because I'm the one who made these decisions early on to get to where we're at. However, we have intelligent people that work for us and that who have the same mission as us and that truly have been able to do things that we couldn't do together. And so just know that, like, you don't need to know it all, because you can have valuable people in your business that know the things that you don't know. And it's just about bringing down the ego of saying, like, okay, like, you have experience in this. These are things that this is not my strength. So let's work together to move up to the next level. So that's very, very important. When you're bringing people on, make sure they're lifting you up and not bringing you down, okay? Lifting you up, not bringing you down. And if they're bringing you down, you got to part ways, okay? As tough as that can be, it's toxic to be around people that are draining your energy, because when you're a business builder and you're reinventing yourself and you're taking a leap in faith, you need people that are going to build you up, that believe in you, that support you, and not people that bring you back down. Nobody has time for that. All right, next tip, set a budget. Devin and I, completely different, you guys, when it comes to finances. I am the finance girl. He is not. That's not his strength, right? So I talk about bringing people in that have different strengths than you. Thankfully, Devin and I anchor each other here, because you have to be wise with your finances and recognize that you probably won't be turning a profit for a while, and you have to reinvest a lot of your profit back into your business. Now, Devin is very wise with his money. I don't want to, like, throw him under the bus here, but I am way more conservative than he is. And I'm proud to be conservative. Like, I will own that title all day long, because it has helped us get to where we're at. We have been able to reinvest into our business to take us to levels that we couldn't. And so you have to make sure, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a business partner, whether it's an accounting team that you have or an outside, you know, consultant, make sure someone is helping you set a budget and keeping you accountable, because you got to have money to make money. And if you don't spend it wisely, you're going to run out of it. You're going to run out of money. And that, unfortunately, is not going to be something that you can continue to keep your doors open with. Last tip, check your ego at the door. Okay, I talked a little bit about this earlier. You don't have an ego. But there's a difference between confidence and ego. Very different things. When you have the confidence and the bravery to execute your goals, you know what you're willing to give. You know what you're going to give everything that you can to succeed. That doesn't mean that you need to have a big head and ignore what you can learn from others. So if you're operating with an oversized ego, inevitably you're going to fail, or you're going to be someone that people don't want to be around. So egos, like, they don't like to fail, right? And so would you rather try the easier road, or would you rather just drop the ego and like have a healthy dose of confidence, but make sure that ego is not coming into play, because that's going to slow you down. It's going to cripple your business. People aren't going to want to work for you. And honestly, it's going to make you kind of blind to the things that you need to know. So you don't always need to be right. Just because you may be owning a business, you don't always need to be right. There's people that can come in. Again, make sure it's the right people and they have the best interest at heart. But they can teach you stuff about your business that you're just not seeing, right? So make sure that you know the difference between confidence and ego, because it's very, very important. That's what I've got for you guys today. I have really enjoyed talking to you about gaining the confidence and the bravery to reinvent yourself. Listen, it wasn't easy for me, but I am so happy that I traded that corporate job for what I get to do now. And, you know, taking a risk with somebody that I love has even been a sweeter payoff for sure. But you don't have to have that, right? Like, you don't have to have that. You just have to have the confidence in yourself, and you have to make sure that you surround yourself with the right people. Make sure your spouse supports you, but he doesn't have to be along with the ride, right? Like, sometimes spouses don't work well together. Devin and I have gone through phases where I'm like, get out of here. Like, we're not working good today, right? But we do work. We complement each other, in my opinion. And thankfully, we have a lot to anchor each other on, which has helped us in our business. But make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people, and make sure that you don't have that ego, that you're confident, that you're visualizing what you want to do and who you want to be. Make sure that you're keeping that why and that purpose ahead of you. And make sure you're willing to get your hands dirty and put the grit in, put the work in day after day, month after month, year after year, because what you're building now, you're going to reap those benefits later on. And it's not going to be an overnight success. Don't expect that. Nobody in this world that's successful became successful overnight. So understand that it takes a lot to get to that point. But when you get there, it's so worth it. So thank you guys so much for listening today. As always, I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys pushing play and listening to me talk. I hope that I've been able to encourage you and really just get you thinking about what you want in your life. And I hope I've got some fire burning inside of your soul now. If you guys are not following me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein, or Facebook, Coffee and Kettlebells. And as always, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.